This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today and happy Monday. We're going to get right to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Way to go, Fremont
Bank. Nice job. Yeah.
All right, here's what's happening. One of the big news stories going on today, or this week, actually, is, and I believe it's called the Perseid meteor shower, but if there's a different pronunciation.
Perseid?
Perseid? Is that what you call it?
I think so. I don't know. It comes around every August, right? This is the big one.
It's a big show in the night sky. It's the best time to watch it will be Tuesday or Wednesday at 3 in the morning. So there you go.
I'll get up extra early so I can do that.
NASA calls it the best meteor shower of the year. It looks a lot like shooting stars, and they're only visible for seconds at a time or fractions of a second at a time. But it's a great time, I guess, to, you know, go make wishes.
Sure. I mean, when you wish upon a star. That's what they're there for, you know?
So you call it the Perseid?
Perseid. I don't know, Vin. It's like you. I've heard 50 different ways. Perseid.
All right. Well, now you know. Tonight or Tuesday and Wednesday are the best nights. 3 in the morning is the best time. Farther from the city, the better. Because, you know, the night lights screw up all sky viewing. So if you can get far away from the city, you might do better than, you know, right down there on Market Street. That might be a problem. Ben and Jerry's has said, everybody loves ice cream. It's delicious.
Oh my God. What's not to love?
Ben and Jerry's has
Give
put it
more.
Out there that yeah. if you want your ice cream to last the longest,
don't eat
turn
it as
up,
fast?
No. They say turn it upside down. That's the best way. They say turn their tubs upside down, ensuring the lid is downwards, the bottom is upwards, and it'll help you avoid freezer burn.
Oh.
So I guess, you know, you made
Does
a good
Does ice cream
point.
Get that?
And there's a point. So some people chow that thing in a day
yes.
or two.
Well, and there so, it is.
What's the point of saving that or yeah. worrying about how that's going to be saved, I should say.
I guess maybe if you buy it in such huge quantities that you have some later. I just don't understand about later in ice cream. It's if there's ice cream, that's going to
well,
be
Well, some
today.
People go at the tub with a spoon, take a couple bites, and put it back. And that's their idea of dessert. And for those people, turn the tub upside down. It'll last longer that way. And it won't get that. I've definitely had ice cream get that freezer burn, those ice crystals
yeah.
that sit at the top. And it's you just scoop that out.
Yeah.
Like there's no... You don't want to
into
eat that.
Into your mouth, right? Oh, no.
No, not into your
bad.
Mouth. You
no,
don't want to
eat that. That. Oh,
what are you
awful.
Doing?
Why would you do that?
A new study found, out of Duke, found that N95 and surgical masks block the virus best. We're all wearing masks now, and so this study was to say which masks are best.
All right, yes.
They say the neck fleeces and the bandanas are the worst face masks you can use. So,
yes. They're thin. There's nothing. There's nothing there. They're like,
the
it's like breathing through a t-shirt.
At the bottom. Sorry, right. The bandana is open at the bottom as well.
Even if you tie it tight, you're right. There's still some air circulation. And the thing is, it's like, you know, you might as well just pull your t-shirt up over your nose if that's what you're going to wear.
Right. So overall, they found the N95 masks, which are the ones they were trying to save up for our frontline workers. They're the best and block the most particles, which isn't surprising. They're very snug over the face. But as far as the other masks go, they say those neck gaiters that a lot of people wear because they're kind of cool. And I actually thought that'd be a great idea early on.
Well, they're easy.
They're easy, but they don't work. That's the problem. The ones you wear around your neck, and a lot of people are using them, they say those don't block particles at all. And in fact, might make things worse. They break saliva particles up, and even smaller droplets go through and float around in the air even longer.
I suppose if you could sew an N95 into that, you could still have the look and the convenience without all the sputum.
Just so you know, your neck gaiter, your neck fleeces, they're not great masks. So if you're trying to protect people or protect yourself, that's not the route to go.
If you're just putting on a show, though, that's what you can use.
Sure.
All right.
A lot of the baseball players are wearing those neck gaiters.
Yeah. So. I want to look like I care, even though I don't. Well, even though I'm breathing easy. No problem.
Cat people. You used to be one.
I'm still a cat person.
Without cats?
Well, I mean, you know, I like cats. I think they're fine.
A new app has been launched.
I don't have one.
Called Tabby.
Oh,
and they say this is a dating app for cat people.
Oh, great. Because they need each other. So they can have all their cats together, not using a litter box in the same place.
I guess they say, right. Yes. Thank you for mentioning that, because
that's
I don't understand the cat thing. They just go in your house, even if you've got... Anyway...
Well, some cats are really good and use the litter box reliably. Other cats, it's like they're mad at you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you really? Oh, you're going out tonight? Oh, well, I'll be leaving something special in your bed.
TabbyDates.com apparently has come up with an app so that you can go ahead and get hooked up with another cat lover. So the app is called Tabby. It launched on Saturday, and maybe this is for you.
Well, maybe it is. Sure. Well, I mean, they'll certainly understand. I can't stay the night. I got a cat. I got to go home to my cat. Oh, yeah. No, I totally understand. Okay, off you go. Bye.
does that excuse work for cats? I thought cats were pretty self-sufficient. They can't go at night.
I don't know. My cat gets lonely. I got to go home and love it up. Oh, I understand. Okay. I would love a little kitten. Kittens are so freaking cute. They're just so playful.
Well, sure.
And then I train it to be a radical killer of all things. I'm telling you, the mice are so bold now. We not only have rats, we have mice. And the mice are out during the day. I'm like, oh, hi. Sitting there looking at me, running across my path. I'm like, okay, so now we're not even trying. We're not even scurrying away. We're not hiding. We're just here.
Man, you are like setting... As I hear you, your yard's beautiful. I mean, I see the pictures and I think, oh my God, that's amazing. But the amount of wildlife, uninvited wildlife at your house,
it's insane.
Seems to me like a real downside to having
a nice
yard.
It's a huge downside, because I'll tell you something. I got this grapevine and the grapes we actually got some grapes out. There were enough grapes that all of them weren't eaten. But the ones that were in reach, they were just... half-eaten grapes all over my nice brickwork every morning. I'd get out there, I'd have to hose that off, and then there's the mice looking at me like, oh, thanks for cleaning up for our next meal. Little a-holes. Oh,
wow.
They just don't care. So I think I got to get a cat. I really don't want one. I just went through the nightmare breakup with my last cat, who was such a good kitty. That came out wrong. It wasn't a breakup. Something happened to him.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't break up. I was willing to take him back, but he never came back.
Both of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The one we know for sure what happened to him, and the other one, just, you know.
I always like these. You know, our old secret show, we used to get these letters, bad advice, and we would, you know, bat around everyone's, you know, issues, and it was always fun to hear other. Well, it's always fun to hear other people's pain, for sure.
Sure.
And then
makes
of
you
course,
feel better
you know,
about your own life, and then we
absolutely.
Would, you know, we'd hear what everyone's, and nobody ever, like, it was always like, okay, who wants to go first on this one? Because you don't want to come down on the wrong side of what the group think is, you know, like, well, I think.
I always like doing that. I love those things. And but here's, you know, now Reddit has become a place where we see some of this stuff turn up. So people on Reddit were sharing how they caught their significant other cheating on them. And a couple of the stories are kind of gnarly. Like, wow, the brass ones on that guy. This lady shares, I woke up in the middle of the night and my fiance wasn't in bed. I went upstairs and found the guest bedroom locked. After barging my way in, I found him with another woman in bed in the house while she was home. And that happened to be my childhood bed. That's hardly, I mean, okay, so
yeah,
that's your childhood
right, whatever,
bed.
It's
that's hardly
bed.
Part of the story. The story is the guy, while you were home.
Yeah.
He was upstairs in the guest bedroom doing some chick, doing his side piece.
I wonder if he was like, oh, no one ever goes in the guest room. You can just live there. Just make, you know, just sneak to the bathroom. I'll meet you up there at night. I'll bring you some food. You just hang out here. It's quarantine. I mean, it's shelter in place.
Another woman says, I went in for my yearly checkup and tested positive for chlamydia.
Oh no.
And she says, it couldn't have been me. Turns out my ex was sleeping around. Oh.
Man. Well, luckily it was only chlamydia.
Yeah, you know? No kidding.
You got one of the good ones. Not the one you have for the rest of your life.
Here's another, this is just another one, and it's just, I guess it's not COVID-19 related, so I want to talk about it. My buddy works at a hotel and called me saying that my wife just checked in with another guy.
Oh.
Ah.
Boy, that's tough when you got a friend in the hospitality business, huh?
I guess. That's, oof.
Nice of him to call you, though.
Yeah, I mean, you got to at that point, don't you? I would.
I think you have to ask yourself, would I want to know? And I think the answer might be yes. Or not. I don't know. I guess it depends on how close of friends I am with a person.
How about a couple fast facts?
Oh, sure. Okay, great.
Fast facts. The head football coach at the University of Michigan from 1897 to 1899 quit to become a prospector for gold in Alaska. Luckily, it worked out. He struck it rich in 1908. So he was at it for, well, less than 10 years. But yeah, he was at it for a long time. But then it hit.
It's got to be hard work.
He struck it rich.
Oh, boy.
The Statue of Liberty is the tallest statue in the United States. Number two is a statue of Pegasus and a dragon outside a horse racing track and casino in Hollandale Beach, Florida. You know it?
Hollandale Beach? I've never even heard of it.
Hollandale? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, it's a Pegasus and a dragon fighting?
It doesn't say they're fighting, but it's outside a horse racing track and casino in
Florida. Let's have a
look
at this. Pull this up, Brittany. I want to see this Pegasus dragon. Second, so first the Statue of Liberty. And
next.
Then Pegasus, and the one we've never heard of.
Well, it's a full fantasy just gone crazy, especially if they're fighting. Like, what? Who knew?
It's
dragons,
like Game of Thrones
Pegasus
theater. Oh boy, geez, look at this. Oh, are they? How is there a human near there so I can get a gauge on this? That doesn't look all that big. Looks like the Pegasus is winning, though.
Yeah,
I mean the dragon's on the ground. I really
looks like
wish
trees over here. Are those palm trees?
Oh, those are trees. Oh
boy!
Right.
Oh okay. Lord! Yeah, really yeah, boy, that is quite
there's
a
no size.
It's quite a freaking.
Find another photo.
Well, let's put it this way: the palm trees come up to about the horse's knees, if they're. But I, you know, palm trees can be any size. That could be a little potted palm. I don't know.
Right, no kidding.
Or it could be like one of those ones on the Embarcadero. Enormous.
Well, they're calling it the second tallest statue in America, so I'm guessing it's huge.
Oh, it's 110 feet high.
All right, there you go.
Okay, that's tall.
The opposite side of the world from where you are is called the Antipode? Antipod.
Antipode.
Antipode. Is that right?
I don't know.
You know that word, don't you?
I'm just guessing.
Okay. For most of the continental U.S., it's somewhere in the Indian Ocean between Southern Africa and Australia. When we were kids, you would just say you're digging to China.
Yeah, yeah.
There was. Did you guys do that too?
Sure.
There was
you dig, dig a hole all the way to China.
Right.
Antipodes. Oh.
There it is. You got it right. Good job, Clarky. And let's see.
From the Greek, po, for poles.
Antipodes.
Antipodes.
The coldest inhabited place on Earth is a village in Siberia, Russia. If you were to go outside naked on an average day, you'd freeze to death in 1 minute. Oh. Its record low temp is negative 96 degrees.
Damn.
Siberia, Russia.
Siberia sounds awful.
It does.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Always nice to hear from you people. Here's a couple. 408 says, Vin, a couple weeks ago you reported about a student who was suspended for posting a pic of maskless students crammed into a hallway. Her suspension was rescinded as 12 kids at the school now have COVID. Yes, and actually, I had that story. I didn't get to it, but
they... Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the... That hallway photo... they have positive tests and school's been
that's the breeding ground
for a couple
yeah.
days. So whether or not they'll be back, I think they're currently scrambling to figure out how it's going to go.
Damn. Because of course that's how it's right. going to go. They're not wearing masks. They're not, they were crammed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
I know someone else who just said they can't smell or taste and they're all stuffed up.
Oh, are you serious?
It's everywhere now.
One of your friends just said that to you?
Yeah, I just got a text.
Oh.
They're in line to get a test.
Oh.
Dude, it's crazy. It's just, it is everywhere right now.
Well, I mean, like I said, I drove by the beach yesterday. I went, as soon as my wife got home, I ran out to do an errand and I hit the skateboard shop, which I couldn't get into because there was a line outside. But the truth is, as I drove home, I was just drove down the coast. And went, sorry, up the coast from that location and was like, oh my God, the beach is packed today. Packed. Packed. Like there's no, like the air is clean. And I just went, all right. You do you. I'm headed home.
Yeah. Try not to cough in anyone's face or get coughed on. Do your best.
Right.
All right. Have fun.
I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah. And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.